With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In less than 3 weeks, a new round of tariffs will be on the way.
President Donald Trump is announcing tariffs of 30% against the European Union and Mexico, effective August 1st. Trump announced the tariffs on two of the U.S.'s biggest trade partners in letters posted to his social media account. In Trump's letter to Mexico, he acknowledges the country has been helpful in reducing the flow of fentanyl into the U.S. and migrants entering the U.S. illegally. But he says Mexico hasn't done enough to stop North America from turning into a, quote, narco-trafficking playground, end quote. In his letter to the European Union, Trump says the U.S. trade deficit is a national security threat. I'm Donna Water.
President touring the devastation in Central Texas, saying he spoke with a number of parents who lost children.
They lost their child or two children, and just hard to believe what I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster.
The president says the damage is simply unprecedented.
It's hard to believe the devastation. Trees that are 100 years old just ripped out of the ground. I've never seen anything like it. I've seen a lot of bad ones. I've gone to a lot of hurricanes, a lot of tornadoes. I've never seen anything like this. This is a bad one.
Some 170 people are still missing and feared dead, and Texas authorities continue to ask for prayers. United States having its worst year for measles in more than three decades. CDC saying the United States has had 1,288 cases since the beginning of the year. That includes 17 different states with outbreaks. Also large outbreaks of the disease in Mexico and Canada. This is SRN News. Some recent immigrants say religious freedom is the best thing about America.
Baptist Press has been quizzing Southern Baptist leaders who were born in other countries, and to a man, the thing they say they treasure most about this country is the freedom to practice their faith. Pastor Alexei Karmilov, who lives in California, says in the Soviet Union, his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were all persecuted for their faith. Pastor Misael Rodriguez, who works for Louisiana Baptist University, was hounded by the authorities in Cuba. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China is targeting a popular church as part of its ongoing crackdown on Christianity. International Christian Concern says the communist government has carried out several raids on the Zion Church this summer. Pastors have been arrested, parishioners questioned, Christian literature confiscated by the police. The church is a house church and counts 1,500 members meeting at different locations. This is SRN News. A plea deal for the mastermind of the 9/11 attacks is off.
A divided federal appeals court has thrown out an agreement that would have allowed accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed to plead guilty in a deal sparing him the death penalty for Al-Qaeda's 2001 attacks. Friday's decision suggests no quick end to the long struggle by the U.S. military and successive administrations to bring to justice the man charged with planning one of the deadliest attacks on the United States. Mohammed is accused of developing the plot to crash hijacked airliners into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. One hijacked plane crashed in Pennsylvania. Thousands died in the attacks. Keith Peters, Washington.
He was a veteran advisor to four different presidents in a career spanning decades in government and media. David Gergen, dead at 83. More details at srnnews.com.